A new report says that Nigerian forces opened fire on unarmed Shia children with no provocation before their unjustified raids that killed hundreds of the minority group in the country. The report by Human Rights Watch also doubted the Nigerian army's version that its raids against the Shia Muslims in the northern town of Zuria followed an attempted assassination of the army chief during the raids carried out on December the 12th to the 14th. Hundreds of members of Nigeria's Islamic movement were brutally killed by the army. The country's Muslim leader, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki, was severely wounded and arrested during the raid. The massacre sparked protests in Nigeria and other countries across the world. Joining us now in our studios in Tehran is head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masoud Shajara. Mr. Shajara, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts on all the details that have been transpiring as a result of the Nigerian army raid on the Islamic movement of Nigeria on December the 12th.
First of all, I really have to show my delight that other human rights organizations beginning to actually expose this massacre, which is really one of the worst massacres that we have actually witnessed in our lifetime. In a matter of 28 hours, more than 1,000 men, women and children totally unarmed. They weren't even throwing stones or any violence whatsoever. They were shot in cold blood. And the destruction of the Hosseiniya completely razed to the ground. The home of Sheikh Zakzaki is completely razed to the ground. Even they destroyed the trees. And this is a barbaric sort of action. And we now have got very credible evidence of mass graves, and we have actually published a photograph of one, and we have much more evidence regarding those. All these highlights that what we are seeing in Nigeria is not an army at work, it's a bunch of thugs who have been dressed up in a military uniform, and they're given total go-ahead to commit one of the worst massacres, as I mentioned. Children have been sort of targeted. Many women have been targeted. And then with regard of three children of Sheikh Zakzaki in cold blood, two of them were shot in the head, one in the chest. The Sheikh himself has been sort of receiving four bullet wounds. His wife has got a shotgun injury in stomach. And we don't have any access to him. Nobody, neither their lawyers, their family, or international bodies have been given any access to Sheikh Zakzaki or even any of the other injured. We are seeing death among the injured because they are not being given proper medical attention.
Mr. Shajara, there are two aspects that are a cause for concern and have raised a lot of questions. First being how vague the Nigerian army has been in giving details as to why it carried out the massacre. And second, the fact that Western media, mainstream media, has remained quite silent on covering what took place in Zaria.
Absolutely. I think the fact that that really all the everything that the Nigerian army is saying is actually not credible. And even they had to change their word. First they said that they were there was assassination. Then they said it was a car incident of a camera hitting the general's car. In any case, no excuse whatsoever. It actually should allow them to go and commit massacre of killing more than 1,000 people, destroying the house and leveling them to the ground. This is really so outrageous. And then on top of that, the international community and the media have been so silent on this, which, you know, yet again, we see that obviously human lives do not matter. And it only matters where they are. If it's in Paris or London or New York, few people being victim of this sort of barbaric action. The whole world has to sort of light candles and cry. But when it happens in Africa or in Syria or in Iraq or in Lebanon, no one cares. And this is the heart of the issue of what is happening with the human right and across the world, and we need to challenge it. And I'd like to say one other thing. All the evidence now shows through WikiLeaks that Saudi Arabia has been planning and pushing for exactly this type of thing in Nigeria.